fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win. And we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again. Greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
April 21st, 2024, you are listening to Revolution Radio, the best radio network on the internet, and this is Dr. Johnny, keeping the truth alive, and I please ask you to be generous with your contribution to this network at freedomslips.org. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. So get a Patreon account today right on freedomslips.org to keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. All the hosts do not get paid, and we have really been working hard to bring you the truth and the news you can use so you can have a better life for yourself and your family. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with a bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you hope, health, and happiness but most important of all, the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, I'm telling you, it looks like some of these vaccine pushers might be coming to the end of their days. We'll see. But it looks like Senator Rand Paul might have just dug up the emails that everyone's been waiting for. Yep, he's got his hands on a pile of emails as part of his deep dive into how the COVID started. And he spilled the beans on X. These aren't just any old emails. They involve Peter Daszak and David Morenz, Dr. Anthony Fauci's right-hand man in the NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health. So what's the big deal? Well, they're chatting on the in the emails about how samples from the Wuhan lab could unlock genomes of over 700 different coronaviruses. Oh, yeah. They're chatting about that all in the emails. Here's the kicker. Despite all the times Dr. Fauci has been grilled in Congress or talked to the press, he's never once mentioned knowing about a massive stash of virus variants in Wuhan. It seems like a pretty big deal to leave out, doesn't it? Well, yeah, it is. So what's going on here? Is this the smoking gun we've all been waiting for to take down the evil Dr. Fauci and the whole vaccine scandemic? Well, here's what Rand Paul said on his post on X. He said, newly discovered emails, Echo Health's Peter Daszak, quote, we have 15,000 samples in freezers in Wuhan, unquote. And then quote again from what Peter Daszak said, and could do a full genome of over 700 plus COVIDs, which is COVID viruses. So the Fauci flunky, David Morenz responded to the emails, to remain silent. He said, quote, silent, remain silent, but document these things for our own defense, unquote. Then he says again in another email, he said, Tony, which is Anthony Fauci, Tony is now fully aware, and I am told involved in some sort of damage control, unquote. So publicly, Fauci never mentioned the 700 unknown coronaviruses still in Dr. Xi's Wuhan laboratory, nor did Fauci ever publicly admit COVID-19 could have been more or one of 700 of unknown viruses, just one of the 700. And speaking of these experts, back in 2016, Mr. Daszak openly discussed gain-of-function research in China, contradicting Fauci's claims that it never occurred. So Rand Paul's scoop, there's a lot more, but it comes straight from the horse's mouth, straight from the whistleblower who's handed over a slew of crucial emails, and these emails are big news because they directly link Fauci and several government bodies in the funding of research that might have led to the creator and the creation of the COVID-19. That's just one of the 700, by the way. The emails themselves are from April 2020, right when the pandemic was hitting everyone hard worldwide. And here's another particular interesting twist. It looks like David Morenz switched to using a Gmail account during this key time frame. Why is this important? Well, it seems that he might have been trying to skirt those pesky federal transparency laws, there's nothing suspicious about it, right? Well, now Republicans have stepped in and slapped morons with a subpoena. Republicans have escalated their investigation into the origins of COVID-19 by sending a subpoena to the former top aide of Anthony Fauci. Last week, the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic revealed that Dr. David Morans, Fauci's top aide at the National Institutes of Health, allegedly used his personal Gmail account to discuss COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 to skirt federal transparency laws. At the time, Morans' official government work email would have been subject to the Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA, requests that could occur. And that could have been publicized, his day-to-day communications. Well, he didn't want that, so he switched to, switched his email. The subcommittee chairman, Representative Brad Winstrup, Republican from Ohio, said that Morans used Gmail to intentionally subvert federal transparency laws to shield discussions related to the origins of COVID-19. Now, Winstrup has sent a subpoena to Morans demanding he turn over documents from his personal email account about COVID-19, coronavirus grant funding, and his communications with Fauci and former NIH Director Francis Collins, among other top health officials. Surely this wildly unsettling but hardly surprising. A lot of folks have been skeptical about Fauci's dealings from the start. Now with these new revelations coming to light, it feels like the pieces are beginning to fall right into place and that all those puzzle pieces are painting a big picture. If these emails reveal what some think they might, and I haven't read them all, there's a bunch of them, that was just some, that COVID was created as a political weapon possibly to influence the 2020 election, and it raises serious questions about the integrity of those in power. The idea that there could have been a collaboration between China and certain U.S. officials, including Fauci, to use the pandemic for political gains is beyond disturbing and quite obvious, to say the least. For many, Fauci has been long been a figure of dark and sinister controversy, lots of talk in the background. And these developments certainly don't do anything to dispel that. It just embellishes all those conspiracy theories about Fauci. It's clear that Dr. Anthony Fauci is a dark and divisive figure, especially among many in the medical community. Florida's own Surgeon General has been very critical of Fauci, calling him a self-serving political animal. These criticisms are not isolated. There's a deep-seated concern about Fauci's real political motivations and actions during the pandemic and beyond. Russell Brand goes quiet as Florida Surgeon General drops a bomb on Anthony Fauci. And this is Dr. Joseph Latipo. Did not mince words. When Russell Brand asked him in an interview, this Dr. Joseph Latipo, Russell Brand asked him, quote, "Can you tell us the lessons we learned from the figure of Anthony Fauci?" Unquote. And Dr. Latipo responded, quote, "Maybe lesson number one is to really examine the deliverer of your information. I think a lot of these people early on were just completely snowed by Dr. Fauci. But there were a few voices that could see him for what he really was, what he really is, and who he is a a dishonest self-serving, who he is a dishonest self-serving political animal who happens to have scientific training. And we saw him. He misled people in many ways. The whole mass thing was just epic. He was sitting in 60 Minutes interview on the 60 Minutes show on CBS saying, quote, "No one really needs to wear one," meaning a mask, which actually was consistent with the science because the science hasn't been supportive of wearing a mask. But then, says Dr. Latipo, he flipped the script, and we were up to maybe 2 or 3 masks by the time the pandemic was actually started to cool down. Dr. Fauci said, "You got to add another mask." So 2 or 3 masks would be enough. You know, maybe you need another one. We all heard it. So then Latipo says, "So you've got to look at the sources of information and really whether they resonate with you in terms of your connection with what feels true." And he clearly, and I don't have anything against him personally, actually, but you can look at him, and he's obviously a dishonest and untrustworthy person. This is the, anyway, this is the, head of, medical of Florida. When Russell Brand asked him what Latipo is a very educated person. Like I said, he didn't mince words. And so it's definitely looking like the conspiracy theorists were right yet again with each new piece of information that comes to light, particularly concerning these emails, the theories that were once dismissed as tinfoil lunacy are now being reconsidered by some as credible explanations. This idea that COVID was used strategically to influence the U.S. election, promote mail-in voting, push further border agendas like the Great Reset, is stirring a lot of talk around the water coolers for those who have been skeptical about the regime's official narratives from the get-go. These developments seem to validate their suspicions. The deep state is desperately trying to start another pandemic to get away from the first one and to have another pandemic so they can escape from the first one, because right now the first one is catching up with them. But they're not going to get away with it because the evidence just keeps mounting. From Greg Hunter's USAWatchdog.com, I wanted to review an interview that he did with former Wall Street money manager Ed Dowd. Now, this guy is a money cruncher. He's a statistics analyst kind of guy, and he does it for finance on Wall Street. This is what he does. And he's skillful at it. I mean, he's one of the best. But his recently updated and wildly popular book titled Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths, 2021, 2022, and 2023, that's the title of the book, has been correctly documenting the huge numbers of deaths and injuries caused by the COVID-19 bioweapon vaccine. Many are waking up to this crime against humanity, but many remain in the dark because the government and the lying legacy media continue to cover up the worst murder and disability fraud in world history. Dowd says, this money cruncher from Wall Street, quote, "At this point, it's overwhelming and it has become almost comical. This is asymmetric information. So we have governments and media continuing to pretend a massive health crisis with chronic illness and deaths and disabilities is not going on. The data suggests otherwise. The data we have made public is free. But some people want projections and decision-making ideas. These are things we might end up starting a business from. I would have never thought we could. This is what asymmetric information does, and the government and the media are suppressing the information, end quote. So a quick look at the overall casualties from the COVID-19 vax reveal an unparalleled medical disaster, and Dowd explains, quote, I went before Senator Ron Johnson in February to talk about the pandemic scoreboard, which is abysmal. Ever since the COVID-19 vaccine came on, we have had 1.1 million Americans die excessively, 4 million permanently disabled, and another 28 million injured. It's 33 million who have been negatively affected now. The question you have to ask is, why are these institutions not screaming from the rooftops? I think the reason why is it's all because of the deadly vaccine. It's all circular, and I think it's just a joke at this point, end quote. Is the worst over? The answer from Dowd is no. Dowd contends, quote, let's just begin at the disability data. He's getting all the statistics from, you know, publicly available data, okay? He said, we surged to a new high in June of 2023. We have not gone to a new high since. It kind of backfilled a little bit, but the last 2 months we have seen back-to-back increases. This is called a plateauing effect. If it is not all clear, I would like to see that number come down. Unfortunately, it's not. I can start to go back. It could start to go back down, he says, or we could have another constellation and another spurt upward. The bad news is it is plateauing and staying on that plateau at a new high level. So the whole plateau has gone up another level. So the good news is it has not gone up to a new level just yet. But if it does go up, we have problems. One big problem Dowd has spotted is the explosion of cancers. And yes, we cannot get the truth about this either. Dowd says, quote, the fact that people will not even say their cancers are on the rise is pretty comical to me. Doctors were reporting it anecdotally, and now we have the data to prove it, and this is where we are. In 2022, I said that 60,000 millennials died excessively between March of 2021 and February of 2022. This is like the Vietnam War, because Vietnam War, we lost about 50,000 men. So this is more than the Vietnam War just in that 1 year. You know, March 21st to 2021 to to February 2022, just 1 year more died in the Vietnam War just in this past year. That tweet went viral, and Reuters and AP fact-checked me and said, no, our experts say that's not true. Not even the establishment is saying there is excessive all-cause mortality. So we're now at the stage where cancers are not rising, they say. They are now denying that. The lies are just unreal, end quote. So warning, the U.S. corporation is helping 50 countries build up their healthcare systems as part of this new global strategy to prevent another pandemic, officials announced Tuesday. The Pentagon, you know, that's who's behind it, you know, the Pentagon and DARPA. They've got a big push for more vaccines to decrease the population. The House just passed the funding bill, and believe me, you are going to hear cries of another bird flu or monkeypox pandemic just right around the corner, probably next week. This all comes as uncertainty surrounds the fate of international talks aimed at securing a historic agreement on tackling future disease outbreaks, such as resume later this month in Geneva. You know, this is their new rollout. So the U.S. United States officials have identified technical gaps in each of the 50 partner countries' technical capacities to respond to biological threats, including surveillance of new pathogens, lab capacity and test samples, preparedness and communication about another outbreak. They're already doing drills, okay? All right, the nation's progress will be published on a new website that goes live Tuesday. So they're going to show, you know, all what they're doing alongside the countries Washington is directly supporting. It will urge its G7 partners to deliver on commitments to reach 50 more for a total of 100 nations. See, they want to have this worldwide again, just like they did last time. And they're trying to get more and more people, countries aboard. But, you know, a lot of people aren't buying this vaccine pandemic scam. Not after the first time. However, I'm telling you what they're doing in Geneva, and what I mean, right near Geneva, Davos. The United States could be a force for progress, they say, globally when we use our leadership to mobilize bilateral, regional, and multilateral partners to solve these big problems. A senior administration official who previewed the global health security strategy told reporters, financing is the key. Here we go. We need the money. With our official citing expert estimates that more than $30 billion would be required annually, of which two-thirds should come from nations' national budgets and a third from external financing. The official said the COVID pandemic underscored that in order to ensure health and safety of Americans, the world must have the capacity to manage infectious disease outbreaks. Oh, give me a barf bag. I want to vomit. But they want to push it again, folks. I'm warning you. One example of the current U.S. focus is the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is facing a monkeypox outbreak. Ooh, big monkeypox in Congo. And is receiving assistance in several areas, they added. Countries thrashing out a historic agreement on tackling future pandemics missed the target of finishing the accord by Easter, leaving them just weeks to bridge their differences before a do-or-die, you know, extra round of talks at WHO headquarters from April 29th to May 10th. Oh, got to get this out there so we can get the vaccine in everybody's arms. The official said the United States is committed to those talks, but was also committed to making the world better prepared for the next pandemic, regardless of what comes from these negotiations. But do we want another lockdown? No, I don't. Do we want more mandates or masks? No, I don't. Dr. Johnny says, no, indeed, neither do the White Hats. They're not, the White Hats aren't sitting on their hands, folks. They're taking action, trust me. Delta Force Strike Team just arrested the most infamous villain in modern world history, 86-year-old World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab. They arrested him on Friday, April 13th, or actually, I guess that's the 12th, April 12th. 2024, following a deadly firefight that started at the front gate, fortified gate of his 7,700 square foot, 6-acre compound in Switzerland, and ended in his bedchamber, where the death-bringing geezer lay in his bed, hooked up to self-dispensing adrenochrome. He just, every time he pushes the button, he get another drip of adrenochrome. He had that infusion machine going when, according to my source in Eric Smith's office, the overdue arrest came after White Hats formally labeled Schwab an international war criminal based on undisclosed evidence showing that he helped orchestrate the COVID-19 pandemic and the Great Reset, the dismantlement of capitalism, the dissolution of private property rights, and the enslavement or eradication of all resistance globally, you know, where you own nothing and you're happy, says Klaus Schwab. the Fuhrer? Well, according to our source, White Hat's had a grudge against Schwab from the very beginning, but after World Economic Forum spent 32 hours discussing disease X, a deadly and emerging manufactured contagion for which COVID-19 was just a practice run at January's Rebuilding Trust conference in Davos, White Hat's obtained credible intelligence suggesting that a shipment of disease X component would arrive in the port of San Francisco aboard an Iberian flagged freighter on February 6. When the vessel arrived, White Hats were waiting. They raided the ship and found it held coolers of, you know, of this disease X, but suspended in the liquid were also other things. A White Hat chemical, biological, radioactive, and nuclear CBRN team seized the shipment and rushed it to Fort Leonard Wood for a chemical analysis. So they were on it. And once one of my then they decided, well, we're going to get this guy. One of the most prolific criminals in human history, according to my White Hat sources in Eric Smith's office. On April 5th, the general and his allies at Army Special Operations Command planned a Klaus Schwab capture. And their intelligence, we hoped, would be solid and than the boat intel, but, you know, Schwab was pretty much bedridden, but protected by massive security force. There was no sneaking in, no way. The general had blueprints of his home fortress, and a gunfight seemed certain, and reaching Schwab before his people hustled him to a panic room would be difficult. He wouldn't say how or when Delta arrived in Switzerland or whether Swiss authorities participated in the operation, as fuselages of gunfire would certainly alarm local authorities and perhaps the federal police. But we knew, my source said, that it would be a run and gun op, and the decision was to do it and do it this weekend. He said, I'm not going to bullet point each of our operation, bits of our operation, but we can from a distance temporarily disable pretty much any alarm system on the planet, and his was no exception. The operation commenced in pre-dawn hours. The window of circadian low, which they defined as 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., you know, according to the circadian rhythm, that's when you're in your REM sleep, your random access memory sleep, the deep sleep, when psychological sleepiness is greatest and performance capabilities and reacting to armed incursion are the lowest, Delta hoped to find some guards asleep or drowsy, on guard. But Delta snipers with suppressor-equipped rifles shot 3 gate and 5 perimeter guards in the head. 8 shots, 8 confirmed killed. Meanwhile, more Delta scaled the stone wall surrounding Schwab's fortress and engaged in a gaggle of armed goons, killing 7 and grievously wounded 5 more. One Delta was shot in the arm and leg but kept fighting. Another got zipped by a ribbon of submachine gun fire and was dead. The phalanx of gunfire continued as Delta fought their way to the front door. 2 soldiers set charges while 6 others covered them, ripping off lethal control bursts that dropped 4 more approaching guards. The door splintered into countless shards of hardwood and twisted metal. The explosion disemboweled 3 interior guards who were standing behind it. Delta stepped over the guards and passed through, clearing the house room by room, shooting dead all opposition. Four guards came wheeling around a spiral staircase face to face with the Delta barrage of bullets. Delta's precisely placed shots eviscerated a pair of sentries guarding their master bedroom and perforated two more standing at the foot of Schwab's bed. Schwab had fear in his eyes. Klaus Schwab had watery eyes and fear, with an IV line running into his wrist to what looked like a morphine pump. When a soldier tore the line from his wrist, Schwab murmured, "No, no, no, I need it. I need it. Help me. If it weren't up to me," the soldier said, "I'd put you out of your misery right now." But per debriefing report, he didn't. And Delta heaved Schwab from his bed and hurriedly ushered him downstairs and outside as Delta Force was accelerating the property. Four guards wielding AR-47 style rifles met them at the gate, lowering their weapons at seeing Schwab in the Delta's clutches. "Don't shoot, we might hit our boss," one said. Delta hosed them down. No survivors were left when they took off. "We have four wounded and one KIA that's killed in action. We are retrieved. They retrieved their fallen brother's body. He died a hero. And I won't say where we have Schwab right now, but I will tell you later in the show. Now, I'll give you an update. But they took him to Gitmo. Unfortunately, ending Schwab doesn't end the World Economic Forum, and we still have a lot of homework to do," said my source. "And we confirmed that he is taking adrenochrome, and that was the machine next to his bed supplying the adrenochrome." He added that President Trump was informed about the operation and that the hospitalization of Schwab on the following Saturday that the Deep State cover story put out. What is rather true, because he is in a hospital at Gitmo, but I'll get to that a little later. But whether it's Fuhrer Klaus Schwab is here or not, the deep state wants to have another pandemic, and they are going to create an emergency to scare the population. This emergency could be World War. Could they create a, you know, alien invasion, you know, whatever. But they want to do this new pandemic. They want to do it because they want to have their forced vaccinations to force internment and force concentration camps and force total censorship of everybody. So, you know, your ID will reveal whether you had the vax or not. The Khazari Mafia, headed by David Rene the Rothschild, Klaus Schwab, of course, say they are not going to give up control of the financial system. Instead, they propose to use the cryptocurrencies to continue their unethical, unelected rule. Under their plan, everyone will be given a basic income that will be tied to their social credit score. If you're obedient and take all your vaccines, etc., you will be allowed to eat insect protein, you know, travel outside your zone, and get other benefits. Those who are disobedient will be have their income restricted or cut off, and have their travel restriction cut off, and real dissidents will be sent to internment camps or systematically killed off. The Khazari Mafia offered the head of MI6 $48 billion bribe payable in Bitcoin to support their plan. We already know their plan. That's their plan. And they already tried to bribe MI6 with $48 billion to support that plan. But the head of MI6 declined the bribe and instead opted to support the White Hat plan. So MI6 is on the White Hat side. The alternative proposal put forth by the White Hats and their Asian allies could be seen in the document that I reviewed and they're about to sign, if they do it, they said, in reflection of the original creation, the White Dragon Foundation hereby authorizes the issuance of $100 trillion. This money will be backed by gold in possession of the Santa Romana clan. Upon issuance, $50 trillion will be sent to bank accounts designated by the Santa Romana clan to finance their humanitarian projects. And that's, you know, the other $50 trillion would be used by the White Hat Dragon Society to set up future planning organizations as per agreement between East and West. The purpose of the organization will be to increase the amount and variety of life, including human life. So $50 trillion would go to the East and $50 trillion would go to the West, and then a future planning organization would plan how everybody else in the population, you know, that's over 18, every man and woman over 18 would get a portion of that. And for the latest calculations, most people, if they, you know, get their cut in the world, all over the world, I'm talking over 60 billion, you know, we're talking 50 billion, trillion to be split up with almost six billion, but I'm just talking about the ones over 18, so it's not quite 6 billion. All right, so they figured it up, and they figured that around 300 to 400,000 will go to each man and woman over 18, whether they're in America, whether they're in São Paulo, Brazil, whether they're in Chile or China or wherever they are. Every man, woman, citizen of the world over 18 would get approximately $300,000 to $400,000 as a little promo get start, and all debts relieved. This is their plan. So that's the other side of the equation. The Santa Romana clan sent its images of the gold, and some of the gold is in their possession. They're willing to provide the necessary proof of the $100 trillion worth of gold is real and in their possession. They plan to use $50 trillion to share for humanitarian projects of their choosing and design. The Western White Hats will use their share as described in the document that I just explained to you. And under this plan, the future planning organization will be set up under the light of a full public scrutiny. It will hire the most intelligent people on earth, and it will ask everybody what sort of future they want for the planet, and then figure out the best way to make that future come true. There's some clear things everybody agrees on. For example, disease, poverty, and environmental destruction must be ended, period. So they all agree on that. And then a massive effort will be made to end death. And the number on enemy of life. So, you know, end diseases, end death. To summarize, the Khazarian Mafia timeline calls for the planet to be turned into a giant animal farm controlled by them, and the other calls for the people to decide the future they want and for their public servants to turn that into a reality. So serious turmoil is expected between now and May and June as two sides duke it out. The Israeli theater is now appearing to be on your screens, is ultimately sponsored by a Black Swan organization as well as Khazarian Mafia families, the P3 Freemason honcho Vincent Mazzara says Black Sun will keep carrying out mayhem and destruction until a World Federation government is established. According to them, whether the theater is Israeli is mostly fake. They say it's fake, and then the real warfare, but there is real warfare going on. As an example, they sent us the image of illegal U.S. green zone in Iraq being totally destroyed. In addition, the Special Naval Forces of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corp have seized Israeli-linked MSC Ares container ship near the Straits of Hormuz, the official news agency reports. Let's see if it has child slaves in those containers. They are going to find out. Things could really escalate. And right now, the U.S. Space Force officials warn that Israel is planning to attack Iran with earthquake weapon within the next 24 hours. But, you know, the House just approved this money going to Ukraine and Iran and Taiwan, so that keeps the more war machines going. That keeps the Defense Department's selling more bullets and bombs and planes. That's what they want. So we'll see how, if any de-escalation measures are going to happen. I don't expect any in the next few weeks until probably after May. The Russians are planning very big moves themselves. Russian FSB sources say their operatives are targeting the Rothschild Rockefeller families, etc. The Russian Investigative Committee says their criminal inquiry in the recent terrorism attack in Moscow has established the funds were received through commercial organizations such as oil and gas company Burisma Holdings operating in Ukraine. Burisma is well known as its link to Hunter Biden, who is the front for the Rockefeller-Rothschild-Kazarian Mafia nexus. This is how it will go down in history, an inhuman and catastrophic regime of terrorists of Nazis who betrayed the interests of their people and sacrificed them for Western money and handouts for Zelensky and his inner circle. So we'll see how things go. The Ukraine issue is just part of a much larger investigation by the Russian FSB and the Kazarian Mafia. They have uncovered the hidden history of the operation to destroy the Soviet Union on the trail. On that trail leads directly to Glencore Commodities. This is the Rothschild front, who also controls the Vatican Bank and the Bank of Japan. Turns out the Rothschilds, through their front man, Mark Rich, set up trading houses in Switzerland that bought Soviet oil, aluminum, zinc, chromium, steel, etc. for just 5 cents on the dollar. And that's how they just bankrupted Soviet Union in 1991 when the walls fell. So over the time, this program evolved into operation business for off-budget revenues, from there into avenues for squirreling away funds for a safe retirement and political comeback of embedded communist leaders. Lines of business came in to include money laundering, arms, and drug trafficking. All that came out of it. And after this scheme bankrupted the Soviet Union in 1991, the looting intensified. Lloyd's of London estimates somewhere between $200 billion to $500 billion was looted from Russia between 1993 and 1998. The key player in this scheme is the original Vladimir Putin, who was head of Russia's presidential property management department from July 1996 to March 1997. There he was responsible for both the former Soviet Union's property and the Communist Party's property worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Putin created schemes involving joint ventures and everything. And he fraudulently leased large cultural centers of Russia in Berlin to a company for almost nothing. And Putin pocketed the money that the company received from the expense lease. A lot of this operation was run through Banco de Gordigo, a Swiss-based successor, and the notorious banker Amerbrosimo, of the Robert Calvi. In other words, it was a Vatican Bank front, and most of it was looted money that found its way to London. And, of course, the Russian chief prosecutor uncovered all this scheme back in February 1999, and Putin retaliated with a smear campaign and released all that in the time. This is why Putin was killed, you know, and because he started that smear campaign, so he was killed and replaced by with avatars who are loyal to the Russian Orthodox Church. Are they lookalikes? Are they clones? We're not sure, but they're loyal to the Russian Orthodox Church, and they took over operations ever since and stopped the looting of Russia because the present Putin avatar is for Mother Russia. So now we know why so many fabulously wealthy Russian oligarchs appeared after the fall of the Soviet Union. We also know why the Khazari Mafia hate Russia for cutting off this huge wealth-stealing scam. So that's why they're after Russia. There's two. They're after Trump to get rid of him. They're after Russia to get rid of Russia. Because those are the two things standing in their way to pull off this great reset of conquering the whole world. Trump and Russia, that's what's stopping them. The Chinese, they're just taking their time. They're smart. They don't want to use bullets. They just let everything fall right into place. This is just one of the dragnets going on, closing in on the Rothschilds, because believe me, Russian FSB sources are closing in on them. And one key factor to note is these multiple investigations into the COVID and vaccine mass murder campaign are all part of that, and that's why Senator Rand Paul is leading that investigation. He's uncovered quite a bit. The Japanese are also on the warpath about the COVID. On this front, Professor Masayasu Inoue held a press conference in Geneva, Switzerland, where he threw a major truth bombs at the WHO, the World Health Organization, and its entire pandemic pharmaceutical industry. Inoue says the COVID pandemic was a man-made hoax designed to drive vaccinations into the bodies of billions of people worldwide. The false pandemic was orchestrated by the WHO along with other globalist organizations and global governments, and resulting global vaccine agenda was a fraudulent use of an experimental gene therapy that was pushed onto healthy people. He also warned that Japan's first mRNA vaccine manufacturing plant opened in February 2023, and others are in the works. This is a high risk that the Japanese-made vaccines will be exported under the guise of a false trust, he says. The Japanese population suffered more than 400,000 excess deaths, and immediately after the first vaccinations were pushed on the public to Japanese Health and Wealth Ministry data, this prompted a massive anti-pandemic treaty demonstrations in Japan that the corporate media is ignoring. The Japanese military are now fighting back. The Khazari Mafia invited Japanese slave Prime Minister Kishida to Washington, D.C. last week, with a plan to put Japanese military in control of a U.S. general. They issued this statement, quote, "The United States reaffirms its determination to protect Japan, including the use of nuclear weapons," end quote. Translation, Dr. Johnny's here to tell you they used nuclear blackmail against Japan to try to force it to submit to its military, to the Khazari Mafia, and to control and hand over the money type of bribe, you know, using nuclear blackmail. Our Japanese military sources confirm that the Khazari Mafia used earthquake and nuclear weapon threats against Japan. The Japanese responded by saying the next time they were attacked in this manner, they would use their own weapons on the Atlantic island of La Palma to cause a 100-meter tsunami to hit the east coast of the United States and the south coast of England. And they weren't just kidding. As a result of this stance, the Japanese military remains independent, and a new emperor is now in de facto command of Japan. The new group has informed the U.S. military they will work with the White Hats to nationalize the Bank of Japan and fight off the rest of the Kazari Mafia in their country. The Japanese are also working with the Asian secret societies to resurrect a greater East Asian co-prosperity sphere they fought to create during World War II. An Asian royal source tells us that all eyes are on Israel now. We want to see what they're going to do, but something big is happening in China now, and no media coverage is allowed, and our sources tell us that the communist rule is ending in China. So, we'll see. That's why they were all these high fives to get more money to Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel. And you saw in the House of Representatives, when they passed that bill, they're holding up, you know, Ukrainian flags inside our House of Representatives, celebrating that Ukraine was getting more money. Now, I tell you, those were Democrats that did that, and they're traitors, because that money is going to go to, you know, continue this terrorism of Russia. That's why they don't want to lose Ukraine, folks, because it's right next to Russia. And they can go in there and terrorize Russia. They can go right in there and start military campaigns and terrorist campaigns right in Russia. And that's why Ukraine is so special to them, because they feel like if they could just hold on to Ukraine, that they'll finally end Russia. And if they can just get rid of Trump, then they'll win and they'll have their new world order. They get rid of Russia, they get rid of Trump, they'll have their new world order, and then we'll own nothing, and supposedly we'll be happy. And with mind control, some people will be happy. They think they're happy, but they're really not. They're just under mind control. But then again, I digress. And I'll return after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny, your host. And a lot of people don't realize that I've been a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years. Ran a laboratory here in North Dallas. I used to train medical doctors in seminars for how to use and apply the hair tissue mineral analysis and to help their patients. I used to have seminars doing that. And I got so tired of flying around. This was in the late 80s and early 90s, of flying around all the hotels and everything. It gets old after a while. And I just decided to start the Master Survivor University. And the Master Survivor University, I said, okay. So I've, you know, some of the doctors that want trained in it, they can just go to the university and they can get the training, or you can have, you can become a doctor yourself at the Master Survivor University. So that's been going on for a couple decades now. And, so I, you know, just want to let, you know, and you can find out all about it on themastersurvivoruniversity.com. That's my website, themastersurvivoruniversity.com. This is the Master Survivor Show, Beyond PhD, you know, and of course, for all my patients, I have the Master Survivor Program, okay? But it's all based out of the Master Survivor University. In those early days, working with Jim Davenport, who actually put hair analysis on the map there in North Dallas, and he taught me, you know, all the ins and outs about the lab and what was going on. And you know, our healing comes from certain foods, foods to avoid and foods that you increase on, all based on your diet, on your chemistry. That's what your diet's based on. And I said, gosh, this is just like the old Greek days, like, you know, Hippocrates. He said, let thy food be thy medicine be thy food. So I really incorporated in those early days in the 80s, the Greek health practices. The Greek health practices were the inspiration for the Master Survivor Program. From the 7th to the 4th century BC, the Greeks embarked on a series of innovations which laid the basis for over two millennia of Western thought and achievement in areas including literature, art, architecture, philosophy, politics, you know, mathematics, medicine, and health. The pioneers of Greek philosophy fashioned the foundational concepts of philosophical and scientific inquiry, and since philosophy and physics were originally interwoven together, this discursive framework in which they developed allowed the emergence of core natural science concepts out of which the European philosophy and science later evolved. More specifically, the Hippocratic tradition brought a revolution to the concepts of health and disease and medical practices. The naturalistic approach pursued by the Hippocratics in those days is not only characterized by its spontaneity, but also by its scientific value and its humanistic approach, which have been considered as a precious heritage. Defining health as a science and a state of balance between internal and external environment, this revolutionized medical thought. Before, you did some prayer and did some dance and everything, but you know, the Hippocrates, they said, wait a minute, let's see what he's been eating. Where did he go? You know, oh, a lot of people have gotten sick that have gone there. So all of a sudden, they revolutionized this and based it on empirical data. So Sigurdus comments that in Western civilization too, health is considered as a state of perfect balance. The difference in relation to the ancient Greeks has to do more with what constitutes the elements of the human body. And he added that equilibrium is impossible in a vacuum. Its achievement requires material substratum. He's so very right. You know, your environment, what you're around. 2,500 years of human experience have enhanced our knowledge of what constitutes a human body. We know today that human organism is made of cells and intracellular substances that keep alive and function because of chemical and physical forces in a state of dynamic equilibrium developed by internal and external environment. Health is a state of perfect balance or dynamic equilibrium between these internal and external forces. It's also a core concept in the health promotion of the Master Survivor Program, since health determinants, the right minerals acting as external forces, consists one of many of the main areas of health promotion and innovation. It depends on the minerals. This is what Dr. Johnny's been pushing for over 40 years. Getting this balance of these mineral elements is the key. And that's why I encourage everyone to become a Master Survivor and become a Master Survivor. So if you do the Master Survivor Program, the full Master Survivor Program is less than $600. Number one, that's the HCMA, the total. That is the hair tissue mineral analysis for balancing the cells. And number two is the total gut restoration kit to restore the digestive tract. With Dr. Johnny's free consultation, he will provide you a total wellness roadmap. And this is cheaper than any other natural practitioner for a total wellness roadmap, because I got your chemistry. Once I have that hair, I can run it in the lab, and then I've got your chemistry, and I can develop a roadmap for your recovery. So to do the full Master Survivor program, both one and two, you will never get sick again. Why? Because doing the Master Survivor program, all 70 trillion of your cells in your body will have a high electrical output. This high electrical output of each cell is what keeps us strong and healthy and maintains a robust immunity response so we never get sick again. It's high electrical output because the minerals are balanced. See, it's all the chemistry. The chemistry is that positive and negative. You know, each atom, each molecule has a charge. It's either positive or negative. And then it starts binding with other minerals to make compounds and furthermore promote health in your body. For example, you know, cancer cells have a low electrical output because your body immunity response is very low, about 15 to 20 millivolts. Yes, we can measure it. 15 to 20 millivolts of what people who have cancer, that's what their cells are put out. But compared to a healthy master survivor that puts out 70 to 90 millivolts, you probably won't get cancer. You won't get sick. When my patients are following the Total Master Survivor Program, all their cells and their body starts putting out more millivolts, up to about 70 to 90 millivolts when they get back in their, when they're telling me, Dr. Johnny, I'm feeling great. Well, then their cells are putting out high millivolts. We accomplish this with the right food for your body based on your unique chemistry that is only found and validated with the main part of the Master Survivor Program, which is a laboratory hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. This report provides the best dietary roadmap to follow in order to maintain a mineral balance and maximum wellness. For this reason, the Master Survivor Program is the most unique and effective natural health regimen found anywhere in the world. Once you get your cell voltage higher by getting your minerals balanced, you can get the voltage of each cell of your body much higher, especially with new innovations that are coming out, you know, when your digestive tract gets balanced. So, when the future, you know, we have great things coming, folks. All my patients, I'm telling you, the healing secrets are not going to be hidden anymore very soon. Let me tell you, Dr. Johnny, with all my patients, I want to help them get their mind and their body under their control. Over a period of time and going over your hair lab report, we learn what to do and what works. Thus, the self-reliance develops and you will maintain a sound mind and healthy body. This is the most important goal of the Master Survivor Program. The result is the patient will always excel in their healing efforts. However, the deeper secrets of the natural health, like keeping your cellular voltage high, improving your RNA messenger, replenishing your mesenchymal stem cells in your body to reverse the aging process, enhancing your genetic expression, and learn how all this can work harmoniously together in your body to achieve the most robust health in your life and health and vigor. Yes, all this is not taught anywhere in the world, nor is it offered by any doctor. But it can be found by becoming a Master Survivor. Then you, as my patient, will be getting the best of what natural health has to offer. And if you want to have the lucrative new career as a Master Health, Master Survivor Health Professional, you can become a Master Survivor Doctor and learn to help others become a Master Survivor. Then this comprehensive program can only be found at the Master Survivor University. If the patient is seeking a deeper knowledge needed for healing, they can pursue the Master Survivor Premium Consultation with Dr. Johnny. And that's when you, as the patient, works with me one-on-one, Dr. Johnny, for a two-year period of time. The patient will follow the full Master Survivor Program, step one and two, and also be eligible to all those Dr. Johnny's doctors, laboratories, and resources for the deeper healing to reverse problems with aging and rebuilding of joints. You could be interested, if you're a Master Survivor Premium Consultation patient, you might be interested in getting mesenchymal stem cells. I've taken my patients down to Costa Rica and Mexico to get the mesenchymal stem cells, which act as a fountain of youth. In June, I'll be going down again with a group of my premium consultant patients. So therapies like this are not just readily available here in the United States. So when the patient gets premium consultation, this way everyone has a chance to become a Master Survivor past their Octavian years and even be a Centurion, that's when you're over 100, and have an enjoyable quality of life. If you want to know more about getting premium consultation, and then choose number 3 on the Master Survivor program. Number 1 is the HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis. Number 2 is the total gut restoration kit to balance your digestive tract. And number 3 is to get premium consultation. If that's what you want, just go to themastersurvivoruniversity.com. You can also choose the university, mastersurvivor.com, you know, themastersurvivor.com, the johnnydelirious.com. TheMasterSurvivorUniversity.com is my domain. That's my website. This is the source for all the Master Survivor work. Okay, so TheMasterSurvivorUniversity.com. If you want to be a Master Survivor doctor, then look no further than Master Survivor University and click on that. If at the Master Survivor University you're beginning as an apprentice and start your journey to learn the most advanced natural healing modality found on the planet Earth to provide for your patients in your practice and have a lucrative new career. So whatever the case, if you want to heal from diseases that have been plaguing you, well then get premium consultation and work with Dr. Johnny for 2 years, we'll get rid of it. If you want to be a Master Survivor doctor, then you can choose the Master Survivor University and get started as the apprentice. And that way we can help the world overcome this serious attack against our health, becoming, and that way we can become a Master Survivor and withstand any assault that's on our body. We will stay well and maintain our sound mind and sound body. So that's what I do. And been doing it for over 40 years, folks. And I used to only do, I've been doing radio for over 25, almost 30 years now. And I used to do it only on health. But all of a sudden, politics got in the way of a lot of the things that I wanted to promote in health. Because they say, oh, you got to get the flu shot or get this or get that. So then I had to enter politics in the way. That's why right now I'm going to go a little bit more into the politics where, you know, World Economic Founder Klaus Schwab is actually hospitalized. You know, they put out the following day he is hospitalized. Well, he's actually hospitalized in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and he's in critical condition. I think he's already passed, but I haven't validated that yet, but he was in critical condition a few days ago. And the doctors questioned whether the maniacal megalomaniac will live long enough to stand trial for the crimes against humanity. Without his adrenochrome, he may not make it. As reported in the first hour, Delta Force raided Schwab's Switzerland fortress last Friday, killing 21 heavily armed private security guards before finding Schwab tethered to an adrenochrome pump beside his bed. My sources would not tell how White Hats exfiltrated Schwab from Switzerland, citing operational security, but ongoing investigations suggest that members of the Swiss Federal Intelligence Service, FIS, who despise Schwab, played part in the extraction. Regardless of the method, Schwab arrived at Gitmo Wednesday, April 17th in the afternoon and was at once brought by ambulance to their hospital there at Gitmo. They have, you know, geriatric center and a hospital there at Gitmo. Swab's health, he said, started worsening halfway through the flight, handcuffed to his airplane seat. He shivered and coughed uncontrollably and violently and begged for his medicine, you know, his adrenochrome. By the time the flight was co-latitude with South Carolina, Schwab was sweating profusely, pissing on himself. He wet all his pants in his seat, hacking up blood, mucus, sounding as if his throat was filled with crushed glass. The physician on board in flight recommended diverting to Raleigh-Durham to North Carolina, but the pilots rejected the suggestion as they had immutable orders to get Schwab to Gitmo without delay. The doctor said he couldn't guarantee Schwab would live long enough to reach the Gitmo hospital. Although Schwab survived the trip, medics had to stretcher him off the plane because he had lost all mobility as well as the ability to speak coherent sentences. At the hospital, doctors diagnosed him with acute renal failure and put him on dialysis. Blood work revealed Schwab was unvaccinated. Schwab was unvaccinated, okay? They already tested his blood. He's never had a vax, even though he pushed it on everybody else. And that his white blood cell count was markedly high. Moreover, they determined Schwab was suffering from acute adrenochrome withdrawal. Side effects of adrenochrome withdrawal vary from patient to patient, but mimic opioid and ethanol withdrawal, you know, like the DTs, you know, where you see spiders crawling on your skin. Primarily because the deep state's drug of choice, siphoned from the adrenal glands of terrified children, is an agglomeration of adrenal fluid and synthetic opiates. Previously examined batches of confiscated adrenochrome were found to contain either oxycodone or a fentanyl. Even one dose can induce an incapacitating form of dependence in its users and overall health, duration of drug use, and the purity of refined adrenochrome dictate the addict's side effects, which could occur within hours of abrupt cessation. Systematic organ failure is rare and fatal reaction. It's unclear how long Schwab was on adrenochrome, but it could have been decades. It wouldn't surprise me if he wore a portable pump like those, you know, conceivable insulin pumps, you know, like when he'd go to the World Economic Forum so that he could administer, you know, right there in public, just press a little button. His condition is critical but stable. He is being kept unconscious for the time being. If his other organs start failing, well, he might not live to see the tribunal. Needless to say, no one here is donating a kidney, my source said, to Klaus Schwab. Well, I want to continue with some news you can use. And on April 3rd, 2024, an article was posted titled, "The Biden White House Directs NASA to establish standard time zones on the moon." This was penned by Anthony Scott in Reuters, newspaper. On Tuesday, the Biden White House directed NASA to establish a standard time zone on the moon. In a memo obtained by Reuters, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy has instructed NASA to establish a standard of time for moon and other planets. They want each planet all with a standard of time, just like the moon. Well, that's very telling, isn't it? The memo stated that the U.S. government plans to establish a coordinated lunar time, which LTC, coordinated lunar time, you know, you could say Eastern Standard Time for EST, but Coordinated Lunar Time is LTC by the end of 2026. NASA Space Communication and Navigation Chief Kevin Coggins shared a Coordinated Lunar Time is needed because the same clock we have on Earth would move at a different rate on the moon. He's so true. But, you know, there's a big moon base there, and they're making different things on the moon, and they're flying it back and forth to Earth and so forth. So they need to have this coordinated lunar time to make sure that everybody's in sync. Because if I'm talking to somebody on the East Coast, see, I'm on Central Time. You know how it works. The East Coast is 1 hour later than me. But then if I say Eastern Standard Time, then that's the same time as me because we can coordinate our time. Same way with Lunar Standard Time. Okay, you get my point. The White House on Tuesday directed NASA to establish a unified standard of time for the moon and other celestial bodies as the United States aims to set international norms in space amid a growing lunar race among nations and private companies. The head of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, according to a memo seen by Reuters, instructed the space agency to work with other parts of the U.S. government to devise a plan by the end of 2026, setting up the coordinated lunar time. The differentiating gravitational force and potential the other factors on the moon and other celestial bodies change how time unfolds relatively to how it's perceived on Earth. Among other things, lunar standard time, technical time, would provide a timekeeping benchmark for lunar spacecraft and satellites that would require extreme precision for their missions. The same clock that we have on Earth would move at a different rate on the moon, and so forth. The memo also shared that time moves faster on the moon relative to Earth due to the moon's gravitational field strength. NASA has been busy in the last several months setting this up. This is an important step to open up trade, mining, and commerce within our solar system in order for us to achieve our Star Trek future. It is imperative that we get things on a peaceful basis in our Earth, Mother Earth world, and to facilitate that we have help from extraterrestrial brothers and sisters. And right now, I want to share more on that, a particular communication by that was shared. This is a message from the Galactic Federation of Worlds on the Israeli-Iran conflict, and this is from Dr. Michael Sala on April 13th, and on April 1st, Israel launched an unprecedented attack on Iran's embassy compound in Damascus, Syria, and then led a death of seven senior military officials, including two generals. Iran promised military retaliation, and the world waited to see how Iran would react and whether the Mideast would be purged into a devastating regional war. Well, in the subsequent days leading up to Iran's retaliatory strike on April 13th, there would be many rumors that a secret deal had been reached that would allow Iran to respond to Israel's targeted assassination of senior military officials without triggering a war. Which, that's true. No war started yet. The deal was that Iran's retaliation would involve it hitting military targets that Israel was informed about in advance, and thereby ensuring no lives would be lost. This would remove the need for Israel to respond militarily to an unprecedented direct military strike to Iran. So you've noticed this little shadow boxing that's been going on lately, Thus, Iran would preserve its honor without triggering a massive Israeli retaliation that would lead to a regional war, sucking in the U.S. and Russia on opposing sides. The rumors of a secret deal were secretly substantiated by the Israeli Defense Force statement after Iran's April 13th strike that summarized the events that day. Dozens of surface-to-air missile launches from Iran were identified approaching Israeli territory. The Israeli Defense Force Aerial Defense Array successfully intercepted the majority of the launches using the Aerial Defense System together with Israel's strategic allies before the launches crossed into Israeli territory. A number of hits were identified, including an Israeli Defense Force base in southern Israel, where minor damage was caused to infrastructure. So Israel's military was confirming that together with its allies, the U.S. and Britain, it had successfully intercepted 99% of Iran's retaliatory strike with only minor damage to infrastructure without the loss of any lives. The Iranian missile strike, the Israeli interception, the lack of fatalities, all but confirmed that a secret deal had indeed been reached, as suggested by multiple sources before Iran's retaliatory strike. What is highly significant is that prior to Iran's April 13th strike, Alain Delon notified Michael Sollin of a message she received for Thorhan Eredion, the high commander with the Galactic Federation of Worlds. He had a message, and in his message, Thorhan shared information about the secret deal and how this related to an Earth alliance that the Galactic Federation had been working with behind the scenes. Thorhan's message gives more details about the secret deal and how it relates to a wider struggle between Earth Alliance and the Deep State over the future of the planet, as well as extraterrestrial disclosure. What follows, and I'll bring you Thorhan's message to Alain Delon, and I'll quote, this is from Thorhan on April 11th, he said, 2024, government officials and military leaders from several Earth Alliance military member countries met in secret to discuss a plan of action against the deep state. And the U.S. White Hats were there, as well as Putin, some representatives from Iran, and from a secondary power of Islamic states that have recently joined the alliance, such as Saudi Arabia and Egypt, were among the others that were there at this secret meeting. The Earth Alliance has been prepared to overthrow the deep state for some time by buying back Islamic countries such as Egypt that were financially dependent on the deep state's banking overlords. When those countries regained their independence from the deep state, they joined the Earth Alliance and switched sides to the White Hats. This is not just a war between two countries. There's a deep and complex silver lining. The Iran-Israeli conflict is just the tip of the iceberg. The reality behind it is about a deal. Think Donald Trump. He's the deal maker, and that's what they were doing. The Earth Alliance is trading a list of things, including the deep state and its assets, leaving Ukraine and giving it away. While the diplomacy didn't work as expected, the second step was the scare tactics. However, the situation is more complex than that. Iran doesn't want to get into a war. It's just playing the threat to keep the deep state to back down on the terms of this multi-level deal. If tragedy strikes, it will not be at the will of the Earth Alliance, but as a result of its resistance of the old paradigm. The dark institutions that have ruled this planet have lost their off-world support, and they would rather destroy everything while they're falling than surrender. So they want to fall on their own sword, but they want to take us down with them. Therefore, deals have been worked out to avoid chaos and death of a lot of people on your planet. These meetings and decisions that have resulted from them have been made by the Earth humans in charge. We can only wisely advise and assist in critical situations, which we have done and will continue to do diligently, but the future of Earth is in the hands of the Earth's people. Stand strong with hope in your hearts, he said, for this is the turning point for your freedom and your future. You are not alone. Signed off, Thor Han, XL6 Sol Station High Command. So he's one of the leaders of the Galactic Federation in the Earth Alliance. Okay? So Thor Han's message reveals that the Earth Alliance has been slowly integrating former vassal countries of the global deep state to ensure a smooth transition of our planet. Ukraine appears to be a pivotal factor in the demise of the deep state influence around the planet as national leaders observe how Russia's President Putin has dealt a bloody blow to the deep state by defeating its NATO-led proxy war against the Russian Federation. Ukraine is to be given back to Russia, as the Ukrainians' looming military defeat on the battlefield means the withdrawal of all deep state assets. Russia's unfolding victory over the deep state has galvanized national leaders to abandon the deep state overlords, which is the silver lining Thor Han refers to in his message. The pivotal role played by Russia in defeating the deep state's agenda in Ukraine and elsewhere globally is the fulfillment of an extraordinary prophecy by famed American psychic prophet Edgar Cayce in 1935. Cayce predicted that a post-communist Russia would play a central role in liberating the planet from sinister dark forces, whom he called the Sons of Baal, that have oppressed humanity for centuries. In Russia, there comes the hope of the world, not as that sometimes termed the communistic, but of the Bolshevik. No, he says, but freedom, 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 says Edgar Cayce, that each man will live for his fellow man, and the principle has been born. It will take years for this to crystallize, but out of Russia comes again the hope of the world, said Edgar Cayce. As Thor Han says, we are not out of danger yet because the deep state would rather destroy the whole planet than surrender its control. So Israel's April 1st attack against the Iranian embassy compound was a deep state action that was intended to trigger a massive Iranian retaliation that would plunge the region into war. Instead, President Putin and the Earth Alliance worked behind the scenes with the Galactic Federation to facilitate a secret deal to resolve, for the moment, the Israel-Iran conflict. This appears to have happened as the U.S. has signaled that it will not support Israel in retaliating against Iran's missile strike and urge Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, to take the win. Forehand message also tells us that despite deep state efforts to trigger regional wars and global devastation through contrived events, wiser heads are working behind the scenes to manage such events through secret deals. And that means Putin and Trump and Iran. But President Putin appears to be a key political leader in such deal making. That means that while we may witness more frightening global events to come, we should not be too concerned as secret deals are being worked out to contain their destructiveness. These behind-the-scenes deals will lead to a final collapse of the deep state, exposure of their remaining assets, the start of crimes against humanity, and the truth about the stolen elections, and the truth being revealed about the Galactic Federation and other extraterrestrial visitors to our planet, along with the existence of crypto-terrestrials that are also helping out, I might add. Finally, Thorhan is telling us that despite continuing deep state opposition, the disclosure plan given to the U.S. military leaders at Raven Rock Mountain Complex January 2023 by Thorhan on behalf of the Galactic Federation and other extraterrestrial organizations is still in play, and we can be confident and that eventually the truth will be revealed to starting a global population under the deep state when it's after the deep state is finally defeated. So the beginning of the end for the deep state will happen once the stock markets and the banks crash. So don't panic. And that was from Dr. Michael Sollin. So I told you in the first part earlier that, the Asian elders are going to release $100 trillion as their part of settling the planet, where all debts are forgiven and everything, and that each, $50 trillion would go to the West and $50 trillion would go to the East. And, we figure that with the $50 trillion coming here, that each man and woman over 18 would receive approximately $300,000 to $400,000 and no more debt, no more taxes, and so forth. See, this fits right into the Nasara-Dasara plan, and its activation has already taken place. So, in case you don't understand what Nasara-Dasara is, let me just tell you, I'll just name off some points. So this is the white hat side of the Asian elders. And so this is how they're going to use the $50 trillion. But we have, of course, our own money. So the first part of the Nasara-Dasara activation implements, it zeroes out all credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt. All illegal banking and government activities comes in. This is the Federal Reserve's worst nightmare. This will be the Jubilee or forgiveness of debt. Number two, it abolishes the income tax in the United States. Number three, it abolishes the IRS. Employees of the IRS will be transferred into the U.S. Treasury National Sales Tax area. Number four, it creates a 14% flat rate, non-essential, new items only sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will not be taxed, nor will used items such as old cars, used cars or old homes. But just a basic sales tax of 14% would be the only thing funding the government. Number five, increase benefits to senior citizens. Some people say that would go up to about $5,000 on their Social Security to all senior citizens over 65. So number six, returns America to constitutional law, to all courts and legal matters as absolutely constitutional law. No longer this maritime law. Number seven, reinstates the original title of nobility amendment. See, hundreds of thousands of Americans under the control of foreign powers will lose their citizenship. They will be deported to other countries and barred from reentry for the remainder of their life. In other words, these clowns that have two and three or four passports, they're not American, and they're just here to usurp or facilitate terrorism in our country. So they're going to be deported and barred from reentry. And millions of people will soon discover their college degrees are now worthless paper. Because there's a lot of reasons for that. Because these colleges aren't providing, you know, what they aren't teaching what they're supposed to do. College students that graduate, they don't have basic 3 R's skills. You know, basic reading and arithmetic and writing skills. Why do you see the Grammarly ads on the internet all the time? You know, that's all the college students do. They just use Grammarly and turn in their term papers. They don't know how to write. You know, so that's why I'm saying that the Master Survivor University is going to be the education of the future. Because when you're working with Dr. Johnny, I'll be teaching you the unknown science of the old Greek wisdom and the hair tissue mineral analysis. That's an unknown science. Nobody knows what I know, because I helped develop that back in the early 80s. And I've been doing it for 40 years. So that's why I developed the Master Survivor University. And that's why it will be the go-to place to have a new degree if you want to help others become a Master Survivor. So under Nasara, number eight, it establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after Nasara announcement. The interim government will cancel all national emergencies and return us back to constitutional law. Well, the mainstream media has not announced that yet. And so, until they do, then the national emergencies will be canceled and everything will go back to constitutional law. And all of a sudden we'll be on the new rainbow currency, okay, which is the new gold-backed rainbow currency. Another thing that Nasara establishes, I'll get to number nine in just a minute, but see, once this jubilee and debt forgiveness is all announced and everybody gets a certain amount, maybe $300,000 to $400,000, and all seniors in America will start getting $5,000 more Social Security. Once that happens, see, the rainbow currency will be used, and that's equal to a ruble, that's equal to a franc, that's equal to a peseta, that's equal to a peso. Everything is one-on-one because every currency in the world in about 109 nations will be equal one-on-one. So one peso is equal exactly to $1, is equal to exactly to one, you know, Spanish peseta, is equal exactly to one Italian lira. You know, forget about the European, you know, your currency is probably going to go out. And if it was, the euro would be one-on-one. So if there weren't any euros left, it would be 1-1. So that way, even if you have dollars and you travel somewhere, you can give somebody dollars. They go, oh, okay, that's the rainbow dollar. Okay, fine. You know, and they know it's 1-1. So there's no hanky-panky with the exchange. And everything's 1-1. So, you know, all automatically corruption would stop. Child trafficking would stop. Drug dealing and organ trafficking would stop because everything is tracked, okay? Every time you pass one of those bills, it's tracked. It's got a barcode, and it's all monitored by the quantum system. So anytime you exchange and make a deal, it's monitored by a quantum system. So part of that quantum system, number 9, it monitors all elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. I especially like that one. Number 10, creates a new U.S. Treasury rainbow currency backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals, ending the bankruptcy of the United States initiated by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1933. Boy, he was a beauty. Number 11. Forbids the sale of the American birth certificate records as chattel property bonds by the U.S. Department of Transportation. And that's exactly what they're doing. See, right now, our birth certificates and driver's license are being traded as commodity items, and they've made money, and they keep making money. But the U.S. Department of Transportation does that. Just like our driver's license, they all have numbers. That's why when you see your name on the birth certificate or the driver's license, it's all capital letters because those are bonds. Those are corporate bonds. You are a corporate entity. So your name is written in all capital letters, just like any corporation does with its assets, its property. It's an entity. It's a commodity. It's chattel. And it is traded. So all that comes to a stop. So number 12, initiates new U.S. Treasury bank system in alignment to constitutional law. Number 13, eliminates the Federal Reserve System. During the transition period, the Federal Reserve will be allowed to operate side by side of the U.S. Treasury for 1 year in order to remove all Federal Reserve notes from the money supply from worldwide. So there'll be a period of time when you have a chance to just turn in your money and get one for one. If you're not a drug dealer, if you're not a child trafficker, if you're not a pedophile, you can turn in, you know, the money under your mattress and get the new one-to-one, the new rainbow treasury note. But if you are a drug dealer, you are a child trafficker, and you come in with a big bundle of money to a bank and they run your records, they won't give you 1 cent. They'll laugh at you, and it'll be worthless. All that money will be worthless. So there's a period of time when the Federal Reserve will be collecting all the money supply, remove it. And after that period of time, whether you have an old note or not, maybe at some coin show, if it's like a Confederate dollar or some silver, from Kennedy time, maybe at a coin show you could get some money. But otherwise, nothing else would be worth it. Number 14, restores privacy in the financial area. So it restores financial privacy, number 14. And what that does is whenever you do a deal, it's got to go through the barcode. You got to, you know, click, click, boom, boom. You've made your transition. And that goes in the quantum system. And all automatically, it's known worldwide, within the quantum system, exactly that transaction. So everything done is totally open out in the open, every transaction. Number 15, retrains. I love this one. Retrains all judges and attorneys in constitutional law and common law. Retrains all judges. So no more maritime law. No more of that corporate courthouse. No more of that corporate law, that maritime, where it originally came from the old Inquisition. That's where our system of law comes from the old Inquisition. It hadn't changed, folks. I'm just letting you know. So all that's going to come to an end when the Nassara takes place, and all judges and attorneys will be trained in constitutional law. 16, ceases all aggressive U.S. government military actions worldwide. In other words, peace. You know, Donald Trump doesn't want any wars. He never did. Neither does Dr. Johnny. I've always been anti-war from early on. Even in the early days when I had my draft cards for Vietnam War, I always got high numbers, so I never had to be drafted because I was always over 300 on my draft card. My number was always over 300. Now, if you're under 100, you'd always be chosen to go, you know. But you could have like a few weeks. You could join and choose your, armed forces, whether it's Air Force or Army or whatever, and choose your role and everything. But if your number on the Selective Service card, that draft card, was under 100, then you could only, you didn't choose or join the service, then you were drafted, and then they would dictate where you go, and you'd probably be a G.I. Joe, ground stomper with a, M1. Carbine. So I didn't want that. Number 17, establish peace throughout the world. Number 18, releases enormous amounts of money for humanitarian purposes. On last week's show, I mentioned how the Chinese elders are releasing $100 trillion, 50 to the east, 50 to the west, 50 trillion to the west, and it would be calculated to be about $300 to $400 per woman and man over 18. Number 19, enables the release of over 6,000 patents of suppressed technology that are being withheld, including the MedBeds, anti-gravity, and sonic healing machines. Become a Master Survivor, folks. Go to TheMasterSurvivorUniversity.com. Dr. Johnny, over now.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers.